Let's turn our attention on this Monday afternoon to the weather forecast. John Davis is here from Wrist Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, John. So good to hear from you today.
Well, good afternoon, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I want to start not in the United States, but in Europe, because I believe, and you can tell me more about this, that they're just about to go back into the big heat.
Yeah, they had historic heat about a month ago, and they're in for another round, with some areas getting temperatures up 103, 106, possibly 110 in some areas. And these are crop areas of Europe. So the ridge of high pressure that's going to build up across that area will tend to be centered over France. But many areas across Central and Western Europe will be involved in the heat and the dryness, and it looks like this period has longevity. So they're extremely hot over the next 4 or 5 days, have a minor respite kind of over the weekend, and then next week get back into extreme heat. So they are really having problems in Europe, and it's the second bout of big time record heat across much of the crop areas in Central and Western Europe.
Well, on that note, we had a lot of heat, and I'm not certain that it was as bad as forecast over the weekend. Can you tell me what that looked like for the United States?
Yeah, well, for the United States and for the Central U.S., it was a 3 to 5 day period of heat. So the areas that had 3 days, more kind of northern and eastern areas of the Midwest, the 5 days were more like southwest areas like Kansas and Missouri and southern Nebraska. But it was about a 3 to 5 day of heat that, of course, broke big time here yesterday as we got cooler, less humid air coming in from the north. So, you know, it wasn't a week in duration, it wasn't 10 days, but it was 3 to 5 days of pretty extensive heat, more so on the minimums than on the maximums.
Farmers at this point, I think, would like to have a little rainfall, though there seemed to be a set of storms that moved across the northern part of the growing regions in the central United States.
That's right. So over the weekend, we saw very good rainfall across the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and then some other areas got some pretty good rains. The pattern now that cooler, drier air has moved in, that's also kind of reduced the humidity, and that reduces the rainfall prospects this week. So this week in general looks pretty dry across the Midwest. As we begin to see some warmth come back into the belt here over the weekend and next week, we will introduce some increase in shower activity, but overall the pattern for the majority of the Midwest here coming up does feature drier than normal conditions over about a half to two-thirds of the acreage.
And if you get into the first week of August, what does it look like?
Well, once we start warming up, which happens this weekend and next week, the final 5 or 6 days of July and continuing into early August does look warmer than normal. It doesn't look as hot as what happened late last week, but it's a situation where temperatures will be consistently above normal, but over a longer period of time. So more duration and a little bit less magnitude than what we had last week. The bottom line is that we will have at least about a 10-day period of pretty consistently above normal temperatures across the belt starting the weekend and next week, and that continues into early August.
As we wrap up, let's country hop just a little bit. What are conditions like in China?
Well, in China, we do have some issues there. In central China, those issues involve heat and dryness across some areas, not across large expanses, but in some pretty key corn acreage in central China, they are having some difficulty there.
And finally, in India.
Yeah, the Indian monsoon continues to be quite spotty. It's never been good. It's never been abundant this season. And it looks like that trend continues with very spotty activity. In other words, not a disaster across India with the monsoon this year, but far from ideal. And that trend looks to continue right into early August.
Hey, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Todd.
That is John Davis. He is with Wrist Pulse.